And once you start to follow the mind, once you start to follow the egocentric flow of thinking, you're producing samsara. It's to go inward. See, to become still and empty. Now you're there alone. Can you sense it? You're all alone. When all things are Buddha Dharma. See, when all things are Buddha Dharma, there's Buddhas. They're sentient beings. See, there are Buddhas on altars. There's Mexico. There's California. There's right, there's wrong. Don't you see it all? Look at all of the things there. But see, if you practice, if you truly practice, and if you forget this self, that's the one who's experiencing this now. Don't get trapped there. The point to the practice, the point to turning the light inward, is to stop blaming out there, stop judging out there, stop looking out there for something. What you're looking for is inward. And then don't start making things up in your head. There is the pure awareness sitting there. See, there is I consciousness. See, then we practice until that drops away. When that I consciousness drops away, Dogen's body and mind drop away. The attachments of the egocentric mind, literally, the pounding and weaving mind of egocentric consciousness drops away. Now, in the center where you're at, there isn't an I that experiences anything separate. Now you've entered into the mind of walls and top. It isn't non-existent, is it? Then as you look up, you're looking deeply into enlightened mind. What a stunning revelation. Kensho. Mind only. But if you make the mistake of slipping back and conceptualizing this, you've missed it by a million miles.